Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
USOB. Believe me,
I'm so mad I'm stuttering right now. What Ben Higgins just suggested.
Look on your face, please.
I went white. Remember when I was kicking tobacco in here last week? That's going.
How's that going, by
great,
the way?
Man. Good. No chew yet.
Good.
I'm just saying no chew. Not no chew yet. No chew.
Nice.
Please don't curse right now.
We were in here spitballing ideas for tomorrow's show.
Yeah, well, they get
preview the World Series, right?
Yeah, they've got the those pregame roundtable guys.
Can you believe, Paul, what Ben just suggested?
Who
Ben just suggested?
To you.
To me!
Of all people.
Hey, Paul, can we get Big Poppy on the airwaves? First of all, I like my guests without restraining orders, okay, against them. So that's just something that I live by. So I'm going to say pass Big Poppy. Got a restraining order against him right now from his baby mama. And that's not good. It's not good things.
They still let him on Fox.
Oh, of course they do. Of course they do. Because he's Big Poppy.
They don't have that policy.
Did you notice he's got a big gap in his teeth and he's so got so much personality?
Who else do they have sitting up there?
Do you remember when he said this is our effing city? The dude can do no wrong, apparently.
Is it A-Rod, Frank Thomas?
Oh my God. Get Frank Thomas. He's perfect. Right down the middle. Try to get Frank Thomas. I would love to talk to Frank.
Although he's going
to
try to sell us some Nugenix or Metrex or whatever it is.
Fine. You know what? That's the pitch. Frank, Paul Reindel here. Come on. Yes, you can pitch Nugenix at the end very quickly.
Just out of curiosity.
Big Poppy, he says.
There's another former Red Sox that's very prominent in MLB media. Who would you take?
Pedro. No.
If you had to take Pedro Martinez from MLB Network and FS1 or Big Poppy...
I think I'd rather have Pedro.
I mean, it's the worst decision you've ever handed me here.
They're big names.
I will not come to work. I will leave if you bring Big Poppy on these airplanes.
You know what I noticed yesterday? Because I was watching...
Big Poppy.
So I would watch the Fox football...
Can we get Patrick Reed on to talk Masters, Ben?
Post-game show. Right into the Fox baseball pregame show. And they have the exact same table for both shows. It's a big...
Interesting.
It's kind of triangular-shaped. I don't know if this is something that was constructed with social distancing in mind, but there's a lot of room for them to sit far apart, but be at this big triangular table that has like a sponsor screen in front. I'm wondering who builds these giant pregame announcer tables for these guys to sit at.
That is a weird...
I noticed that yesterday.
That's a weird...
Weird things question. To think about at the same time.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
You're asking me a question I don't know the answer to.
I don't know the answer to it. Usually I'm the one who knows
Jim from creativedesigns.com.
Probably not a big deal to Ben, who works in TV, but God, I went to NFL Network and got to take a tour of their studios. They have like all 8 shows in one room. Like, all their different studio shows that they do, they're all in one room.
Kind of the cameras in the middle, and they just shift all around
yeah,
to
it's
different
just like,
sets.
Yeah, it's like a little 8-foot desk, and you're like, God, that looks much bigger on TV.
Amazing.
You know, we have a pretty big set at Channel 10, and I was in last night because I get to go in on Sundays.
That's the new bit?
Yeah, but I'm like 15 yards away from the anchor, Vanessa, who's
yeah.
in there. We are very social distance. I was going, I could throw a deep, like, out to you from where I need a Nerf ball and do that.
Could. Now, is it? Do you guys still do the you know, banter on the news is my
yeah,
favorite.
Yeah, we have
thing.
To, like, shout but across the like, room. It's like,
hey, man, get a load of this. And you're like, and you're trying to banter from 15 feet
yeah,
away.
I mean, just at the end of sports now, it's just for a few seconds. Like, oh, that was interesting. Oh, thanks. It's good.
Paul.
See you over there.
Is it too much to ask you to stay up for every one of his newscasts?
It's yes. only Sundays,
and just
I don't do banter the other days.
And get his banter. When I would love home, I would love a Ben's banter segment.
I don't do banter from home, so it really.
Oh,
is
there's
only,
no banter from
no,
home?
No, only when I'm in studio
damn
on
it.
Sundays. So yeah,
Ben, if somebody wants to send that to us, if you stay up and watch Ben every Sunday, and you can send us Ben's banter, because I want to hear your banter. Back and
forth. It always depends on how much time we have to fill. Because sometimes it's really, oh, like, we're tight. We need a quick, oh, okay, thanks, Ben. That was sports, and it's gone. Other times it's like a little, give you that
stretch
sign. Yeah, like you're stretching a
and you're that's
like,
the way when you, the
piece of gum
crumble.
Or something.
When you see the stretch, do you get a little bit panicked?
I used to get very panicked. Now I do. I have four. Now I
we
get,
stretch for 4
now
hours.
Now it's 5 a.m., and we get the stretch sign for Paul. All right, you got 4 hours to go. Stretch it out a little bit.
So good. News people banter is literally one of my favorite things. It really makes me laugh.
Yeah, I always get the actually amazed look from the floor director. Like, wow, you did a great job just
good riffing.
Filling that 22 seconds. Mm-hmm. Going, well, you should listen to me fill 4 hours every morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing this exact same thing. So
good.
Oh, man. All right, so we will we'll definitely try to find, obviously,
not
former Red Sox to preview the World Series.
Big Poppy.
Doesn't
Can
sit
we get
well
Big
with Woods.
Poppy on the show?
You can ask him the tough question. Hold his feet to the fire, Woods. Do it.
I would rather not. I would rather not.
Because then you'd have to.
And yeah, yeah. If up. I have him on, I have to ask him about the steroids and the restraining orders and how he gets a pass on everything. All of those.
That would lead to some awkward
he's
conversations.
Frank Thomas right now.
Thank
okay,
you.
We'll go with
Paul.
Frank.
Frank, I love. Have we had him on before? I feel like we have.
We might have.
But he's great. I mean, you can't not like Frank Thomas. He's great.
Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Fantastic. So, we also had the college football season starting to heat up a little bit as this week the Big Ten joins the mix and the Mountain West. The Aztecs kind of, so this is it. They're going to play a game this week in Carson.
Okay.
Which is weird, obviously,
very weird.
But I guess they don't have any other great alternatives. They've explained to angry fans why they're doing this and why they're not playing somewhere else in San Diego. It's not like you were going to be able to go to the game anyway. There's not going to be any fans, whether it's here or there.
Right.
The games are all going to be on television. So at this point, I guess it doesn't truly matter that much where you're playing the games. So I don't have a problem with that. They open up against UNLV, and I think they're 17-point favorites in this game. But it's just an 8-game season, and there's no bye weeks built in case you have like a COVID postponement.
So just 8 straight.
And they're already worried because UNLV had some positive tests just a few days ago. So there's already the possibility that, you know, there could be trouble for this very first game of the season. And yeah, it's just 8 straight weeks and then they're done. Could go to a bowl game or a conference championship game. I think it's just the top 2 teams will advance to the conference championship game. But you know, I cheer for San Diego State football, but I still have that problem, Woods. And I guess it's just the kind of sports fan I am. I love following a team knowing that they have a chance once they get to the playoffs
sure.
and advancing. San Diego State basketball, I love it because they can go to the tournament. They've won games in the tournament. You know, they're a team that's, you know, can be, you know, play with anyone basically. But in football, no matter what happens, you know that the Aztecs don't have a shot. They can win every single one of their
yeah.
games. They're not going to the college football playoff. And it really, it diminishes my enjoyment of the season when I know that you're not in the mix for moving on, that there is a playoff, but your team doesn't have a chance to go to it. And that really, really bothers me. And I feel like it's the biggest flaw for, you know, college football. And, you know, it's the same for, you know, like at USD, they can go to the playoffs, the FCS playoffs, but they're not really, you know, able to, you know, they're not going to probably win the whole thing ever because they don't have scholarships and the other teams do. It would be an incredible story if they did. But I wish there was a better way to finish off the season in college football other than going to the New Mexico Bowl and playing, what, Central Michigan or whoever they played last year.
Yep.
It just feels like a kind of an anticlimactic way to finish the season. Like you end with your least important game of the year as opposed to your most important game of the year. Every other sport, basically, if you're a good team, you finish with your most important game or series of the season. They just keep getting bigger and bigger until you're eliminated. In college football, your biggest game may be your, you know, week four game, and if you lose that one, you're out of the running, and they just get less and less important until some meaningless bowl game where a 7-5 team is taking on a 6-6 team at the end of the season. That I don't like how that is set up. So I guess that's probably my biggest bone to pick with college football.
So how do you feel about the squad as it is now? I mean, again, 17 points, it's a pretty big number for them going
yeah,
in. But so
you know, I mean, there's certainly the unknowns. Brady Hoke taking over for Rocky Long, and they've got new coordinators. You know, you try to race a bunch of players. They still have a good stable of running backs. They may not have a Rashad Penny, or they may not have a you know, a Donnell Pumphrey, but they've got like five deep of running backs who are all pretty good. I think they'll still be a pretty good team going forward this year in the Mountain West. They should compete to try to get to that conference championship game against Boise. That's a good goal for them this year. And that game would be interesting. If they could get to at least a conference championship game, that would probably hold my interest if they can get there. But it's college football. There's always there's so many unknowns. Hey, can a sophomore who you haven't seen yet step in for the senior who graduated on the offensive line? That's a little beyond my pay grade in terms of analyzing, you know, the Aztecs at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see a couple of games before you really know what you have in college football. So, but that's this week, and then the Pac-12 I think starts the following week. So, and then every really pretty much college football team in the nation will be playing football.
TOM tweets us, says when Ben says all games will be on TV, does that mean no more of the streaming on some weird website?
Yep.
So good.
Yeah, they announced this weekend that the one game that they were still looking for, the Hawaii game, is going to be on Spectrum Sports, which I don't know if everyone gets, but everything else is either on CBS Sports Network or Fox Sports 1 or ESPN, whether it's ESPN 2 or News or Plus or something. That one might end up being streaming. It could end up on ESPN, the network. It just depends on how they're playing at the end of the year. But everything is slotted for something that you've probably at least heard of this year, not Stadium or Facebook or something like that, where you had games in the Aztecs in the past. So
gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha,
which is good, gotcha. Because when you can't go to the games and they're not available on television, are they really being played at all? I mean, if you can't go to the game in person and you can't find it on your stream, then you don't exist at that point.
Yeah, it's so, fair enough.
Yeah, you gotta get as much, you know, wide distribution of these games as possible without fans in the stands this year.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's for them. Yeah, does it feel? It does feel when you get such a late start, and then there's no built-in. It's tenuous. You know, it's tenuous at best. And I think everybody's tenuous, even teams and conferences that actually had a plan from the get-go instead of just this late. Like, you guys are in. All right, we're in. Let's go. We're doing this. Okay, here we go. Here we go. So yeah, man. I don't
know.
Yeah,
we're playing Carson. Yeah.
Yeah, well, wherever you guys need us, it's nuts, man. The whole thing's nuts.
I'm kind of bummed. I'm kind of bummed though, because you know, football is going to get most of their season in. The NFL is trying to get all of their season in. Basketball and hockey both had the interruptions, but they ended up playing pretty much their whole seasons and playoffs. Baseball really is the only one that got shortchanged this year. We lost 102 regular season games.
We really did.
In baseball.
We got hosed.
Now, you know, basketball and hockey should be starting up right now. A new season should be starting. So normally in, you know, November and December, you'd have NFL, college football, and then you'd have, you know, NBA and NHL seasons getting started. And while you wouldn't pay much attention to it, you'd at least have games going on and kind of start looking ahead. But you won't have that this year. The NFL and college football are going to be the only sports that are really going on now this winter. Until you know, the NBA decides whenever their season is going to start again, so that's going to be a little bit different this year.
Yeah, 100%. We got a Dodger fan right now just sent us a spreadsheet that is trying to prove, Ben, that Clayton Kershaw is actually a good postseason performer. There's an actual spreadsheet.
Can we talk about that next? You wanted to go position by position
A
little comparison of these two teams, but I think we can do that as part of the pitching comparison as well. So save that, and we will take a look at this World Series matchup. I'll give you some of our initial thoughts, and then Stephanie Epstein from Sports Illustrated is going to join us coming up as well. Stay tuned. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Let's get a check of traffic right now. Here's Kelly Danick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.